from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jesse Agler joins the program. We are very fortunate to have him on. He is a frequent contributor to the program because every time we have a question answered, Tony leans over and Jesse answers it for us. So we appreciate that. But to get to have him on, it's always fun. He's on the morning show a lot, but we don't get a chance to chat with him too often. Jesse, back to Miami this weekend. Does that still hold a little special place for you to go back home, or have you been back enough now?
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. I mean, it's weird, like, going back. I mean, you see some familiar people, and there was, like, a writer, George Richards, who was filling in for A.J. Cassavell, who wasn't on the trip, that I used to work really closely with because he usually covers the hockey team, and I've known him for almost 20 years now. He's a great guy. I hadn't seen him in forever. So, like, that piece of it is nice, you know, seeing people that I used to know, I guess. But, I mean, it doesn't feel like home in any way, shape, or form. San Diego feels like home. When we got off the plane last night at Lindbergh, that felt like home, not going back to Miami. And I don't know if you saw my tweet, but my dear old friend Jeff Darlington, who's now at ESPN, it was perfectly timed. I literally saw it as we were getting ready to take off and leave Miami. He tweeted a picture of an iguana in his toilet that had been clogging up their plumbing for the last few days.
Oh, my goodness.
And as if I needed any more reason to be like, I don't miss Florida. Well, that was it. Literally.
That is
literally.
That's all you need. I may never go to Florida again after hearing about that.
And by the way, iguana might be best case scenario.
Right. It could be one of those Burmese pythons in that bad boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesse, Padres continue what was a almost perfect homestand. They go on the road and they almost put perfection there, if not for the craziness that we saw in yesterday's game. I mean, what's been your take, man? They came home, took care of business against the Dodgers and Rockies. They go on the road and do the same thing. Take care of a Pittsburgh Pirates team that was at the time in the mix of things. And then they go to Miami. They almost had a sweep. I mean, this team seems like they're finding ways.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, right? They're playing their best baseball of the year. I think we could have started saying that, you know, day two in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Coming out of the All-Star break. You know, they lost that first game in Cleveland, and you were kind of like, all right, you know, this is sort of how the first half ended. That, by the way, is the last time they've lost back-to-back games. Final game against Atlanta going into the break. First game in Cleveland coming out of the break. They haven't lost back-to-back since then. Pair of 7-game winning streaks. It's like the numbers make it fairly obvious that they're playing their best baseball of the year. But watching it, I mean, they are really playing their best baseball of the year. And I mean, 6 games in Pittsburgh and Miami, beauty of baseball, right? Not exactly a road trip we would have circled a couple of months ago as like, hey, this is going to be, you know, must-follow baseball. Every single one of those games had something goofy going on in it. You know, the least goofy game was the game with the rain delay in the second inning to start it off in Pittsburgh. And it only got crazier from there. And I guess it kind of, you know, came to a head with that really unbelievably bizarre ball off the wall last night or yesterday.
Yeah, Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres right here on 97.3 The Fan, our guest. Jesse and Tony tonight have the call. Padres and Pirates, and I know you don't ever, or I think you don't ever prepare before a game to say, what am I going to yell out if Jackson Merrill hits another tying home run tonight? But what did you yell out? I mean, the guy did it almost every night. I mean, this is uncharted territory for a broadcaster, I think, to have something almost this incredible happen.
You know, the cool thing about the game is it presents you with those moments. It really does. You know, it in a way reminded me sort of like as the individual version of the Slam Diego thing in 2020. Mm. You know, just sort of this like, well, it can't possibly happen again. And then it did. And then the next day you're saying the same thing to yourself. Well, obviously it's not going to happen tonight. And then it did. And that's sort of what that run for Jackson felt like when he came up yesterday in the eighth.
I heard this part.
I mean,
I heard how you set this one up.
I don't even remember what I said, but like, I fully was like, I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise. Like, and you never want to say that about accomplishing something that remarkable because you always want to be surprised. You always want to kind of have that perspective of like you're seeing something near miraculous. But the reality was like he had just done it three straight days. Like, why not do it again? I mean, it's the damnedest thing. And I mean, for that kid at that age, at this point in his career, to be able to step up in moments like that, and really, not that he's putting the team on his back because they're getting a lot from a lot of guys, as I know you've talked about, but, you know, this is a team with some big dogs.
Yeah.
And for a 21-year-old kid to be like, hey, I gotcha, in the eighth and ninth inning, you know, over that many times over the course of a week and a half, that's not something common.
I think you said something, and it was leading up to the inning. You said, well, You won't believe who's leading off the next inning. So
yeah, right.
Don't go away. Something along those
that's
lines.
Right, yeah.
It's called a tease.
Let's stay on Jackson because you and I have watched him all year, and he has been as even keeled with a little bit of bumps upward throughout the course of the season. He hasn't really had a downtrodden spot. I mean, he had a little rough patch of like 10 at bats where he wasn't doing. He struck out the first four times, I think, of the first half of the season, first five times, and then from there it's just been like normal. That's a five at bat stretch.
Let me ask you though, when that was happening, were you thinking in your head, oh boy, this could be it?
I wasn't necessarily thinking, oh boy, this could be it, but it's like, maybe this
the rookie thing.
The wall might be coming. We'll see. But he has stiff armed it.
Yeah.
A lot of conversation around Rookie of the Year. We're in August 12th, still a quarter of the season to go. Would you say that this last week has squarely put him in a real conversation to be at the top of the list, if not, you know, significantly right behind Paul Skenes?
No doubt about it. And maybe it's my, you know, like brown and gold tinted glasses or my pink and mint glasses on Friday nights. But like, I thought he was in the conversation a week ago. You can see it, right? Kind of Elton John.
Pink and mint glasses. That
the
was a
left
great
eye
visual.
Is the pink tint and the right eye
good.
Is the mint
yes,
tint.
Yes, there you go.
And the shell of the glasses is gold. A week ago, I would have thought, yeah, he's right there in the conversation with Skenes, and I do think that this last week kind of vaulted him to another level. You know, I remember you and I having a conversation about him, maybe it was in June, I don't know, at some point earlier this year, and he had a stretch, and I said something to you along the lines of, like, kind of felt like he leveled up in the last, you know, whatever period of time it was. And that's, I think, what happened again in the last week. He leveled up again. And, you know, what this level is, I don't know. I mean, he's National League Player of the Week. That's, I guess, what the level
that's
is.
Something.
Yeah, big time. And I think, you know, if he wasn't already neck and neck in that conversation, I think he is now, absolutely. And I said to Sam on the pregame show yesterday, and I do believe this now, though I didn't for a long time, like, the East Coast thing is a thing. And it's not nefarious. It's not that the people in New York want to see the people in San Diego fail. It's that they're asleep when the people in San Diego are doing their things. And so for Jackson to have that run, even against the Pirates and the Marlins, you know, I think happening while people were awake in New York and Philadelphia and Chicago is impactful and does make a difference in this conversation. So well-timed, Jackson. Very well-timed. Not that that's what anybody's thinking about. That's the other part I do want to throw in here. I believe the kid when he says, like, I'm not
Without
really interested in it.
Without a doubt.
Like, I believe him. And I think we should all, you know, maybe in some ways take our cues from that, because he's got bigger fish to fry, as does this team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Team.
He's doing things the right way. That's what I've been really impressed with, Jackson. Jesse, now that we're August 12th, if at any point did you start thinking this ever could happen to this team, or did you think anywhere in the back of your mind through April, May, and June that we would be here?
Yeah, I really did. You know, I mean, I have the benefit of sitting next to the most optimistic broadcaster
no
in Major
kidding,
League Baseball.
You know, he gets now, mad you may at not me if I say anything,
about,
yeah.
Yeah, you may not know this about all the MLB broadcasters. They tend to skew cynical around the league a little bit. So that helps, is that I'm next to a guy who not only skews optimistic, but knows more than most of those other guys all put together.
That's true.
About this game, the way it is played, the way it rewards you for playing it the right way. So I wouldn't call Tony a cheerleader because I think he's still very realistic and clear-eyed about it all. But I sit next to a guy who's not going to let the cynicism of a losing 5 out of 7 kind of knock you off balance. And I think that does a lot for me. It's taught me a lot about watching this game. That's the best part of this job, right? I'm surrounded by people who have been surrounded by baseball, in Tony's case, literally his entire life, right? And so though I've watched baseball as a diehard geek fan, you know, for literally as long as I can remember, you know, having access to Tony's knowledge and experience and the other people that we get to be around really helps me kind of paint the picture that I think deserves to be painted around a given team. And there's an awful lot of talent here. They play the game the right way. And as Manny likes to say, as Tony likes to say, the game will reward you when you do those things. And the approach offensively this year, combined with the pitching that they've gotten, they are doing it all the right way. And they are feeling some rewards of that now.
My partner, Jesse Agler, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Jesse, today the Padres, you know, quite frankly, get another boost in a shot in the arm. They get Joe Musgrove back, who hasn't thrown, I think, since May, the end of May at this point. What type of get is this for the Padres to have him come back in this rotation? And I also saw that, you know, Yu Darvish is throwing some lives, and it's not completely out of the question that he could return. But what is getting a guy like Joe Musgrove, who hasn't pitched since May, on August 12th, due for a ball clip.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of the easy way to look at it, right? Like, more is better in the case of pitching, always. You know, is it unfair to expect Joe to tonight look like peak Joe Musgrove? Of course. He might. I mean, he's got that in him. He's Joe Musgrove. But, like, you know, you understand that for every guy that is added, it just sort of pads your margin for error and your margin for injury and your margin for ineffectiveness. You know, after the trade deadline, we said, oh, look, you know, this is the new bullpen for the Padres with, you know, these X number of new guys combined with Y number of guys that were already here. You know, that doesn't mean that that's going to be the bullpen going into, you know, hopefully big-time playoff series. More things are going to happen, good and bad, you know, between now and the end of the regular season in Arizona the last weekend of September. And so I think, you know, the more healthy, available, productive guys you have, the better position you're going to be in. And obviously when you're talking about Joe and Darvish, those are a couple guys with very high ceilings.
Jesse Agler, I tell you, how did you like the story that Mr. Posner wrote about you, the cover piece in the Union Tribune? I really liked it. I think they probably wanted to find out. You probably were, I don't know if you're a little embarrassed or sheepish about something like that being on the front of the paper. But I got to tell you something. The story at the beginning was so hilarious to me about how you were talking baseball and somebody had to lean over into, you know, this is a baseball job, and because you were talking about football. It was one of the classics of all time, but I think it said a lot about you. You're honest, and you know, you've paid your dues to get where you are, and I think a lot of us appreciate that, and that's why we appreciate you. So
thanks, Chris. It's very nice of you. And
but the,
you know,
story at the beginning, can you tell me a little bit about that one? You know what I'm talking, the one I'm talking,
yeah,
about?
Yeah. So I was interviewing for a job with the Dolphins. I had, you know, already at this point done a couple of years kind of hosting, not those dolls, hosting pre and post for the Panthers, the NHL team, and the Marlins. And I had filled in doing play-by-play for the Marlins. This is like, I'm like 24 years old, you know, and I'm like, all right, I got this. Like, I'm in. Like, I'm a guy now in the major leagues. And of course, that's not the case. And then, you know, the Marlins switched radio stations. I worked for the radio station because I was kind of left out on a lurch. Anyway, long story short, I end up in this position where I'm interviewing for a job with the Dolphins. And it was going to be like a really big role and something of a big break, or at least a medium-sized break in my career. And it had been rescheduled what felt like a dozen times. They kept saying, oh, no, sorry, we can't do it. Oh, no, sorry, we can't do it. And so finally I get a call. I was like, hey, can you be here in 30 minutes? And I was like, yes, of course, because that's what you say when someone asks you that question
right,
when you're
yeah.
interviewing for a job. But I was like sick on the couch with a flu and like 103 fever. So I just popped all this DayQuil. I assume I showered, although I don't remember. And then I just sped down there as quickly as I could. And so, you know, I show up, and one of the first questions, you know, that I was asked in this interview with your team, the Miami Dolphins, Chris, was, you know, what's your dream job? Which, by the way, is the best interview question you can ever ask anybody. I ask people that all the time. You know, hey, what's, you know, like young people in the industry, what do you want to do? What's your dream? And so that was the question that got asked to me. And even though I was interviewing for this job with an NFL team, the Miami Dolphins, I said, oh, I want to be a baseball announcer.
I love it. That, and the guy, you know, said, you know, we are a football team, right?
Right. He's like, yeah.
If you know Jesse as well as I do, that's really not that much of a surprise. Jesse, I will leave you with this one. It's a pretty quick one. You and I will get a chance. This the last week of the season. The Padres will play the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Based on how this thing is shaping out as we speak, that could be an epic week. I mean, this National League West division, and we thought it at the beginning of the season, then we kind of like, well, maybe not after about halfway through, but this division is legit.
It's up for grabs. This is, I think, as a fan, what you dream of. Maybe not. As a fan, you probably dream of winning the division by 30 games and having a very stress-free summer. But, like, you know, aside from that, you dream of the whole thing coming down to a couple of key games head-to-head. And, you know, we don't have those game 163 tiebreakers anymore. So, like, it will be, you know, decided based upon how you play against these teams in the regular season. Padres have already won the season series against the Dodgers. I think the Diamondback one is still undecided, although I should probably check that. And, yeah, I mean, it could all come down to that last week All I know, Tony, you and I are going to be in L.A. We are going to be in Phoenix. And now that we're giving you like a six-week heads up, everybody, come and join us. Because I bet you right now tickets are available both spots for the Padre fans to come out there.
Yeah.
And if that fits your budget and your calendar to see a couple of those games, boy, you could be in for something pretty special.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Padres have made it fun. Jesse Agler has made it great for us for the last several years as the voice of the Padres. Thanks so much for coming on, Jesse. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
There he goes. Jesse Agler, the voice of Padre baseball. Yes, listen to Jesse, but don't listen to Jesse. Because when the football team asks you what your dream job is, maybe you,
I don't know.
Maybe you should try the football answer.
He's still got
the
job.
I know a lot of people,
including myself, that would not have told the truth when that question is asked.
Yeah.
Like, especially with that job, like, sitting in front of
him. He could have been the Dolphin guy. And who knows, we might have won a Super Bowl or two with Jesse at the call.
He's like, man, I would love to be a play-by-play guy for the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been a really good answer. All right, more Gwynn and Chris on the way. Good fun first hour. Padres are having fun. Tonight it's the Pirates. More on that when we return.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.